Vaishnava Thakura Dayar Sagar Eda Se Karuna Kori. Dia Pada Chaya Shoda He Amaya Tomara Chara. Jaya Begadami, Jaya Dosa Shodi, Jaya Guna Deo Dase, Jaya Satsanga, Deo E Amare, Ushichi Sangera. Ki amara doi poi bolu budi nam sangu ande. Umi kripa kore shatamintuniya deo de Krishna namadane. Krishna se tomara Krishna dite paro. Amido Gangala, Krishna, Krishna, Poli, Danda Bhava Jiva Jai. Ohe Vaishnava Thakura, Oyara Sagare, Dase Guna, Kuri. Yabada Jaya, Shodaye Amaya, Tomarachara.
Hare Krishna.
Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Paravrikacharya Astotara Siddhashi Shimad is divine grace Avaya Chalanada Bhaktivedanta Gosami Shilapopad Jai Iskan Founder Acharya Shila Prabhupad Jai Anantakoti Vaishnav Rindagajai Namacharya Shidahidas Thakur Gajai Prinsay Kahoot Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shivaita Gadadha Shivasari Gaur Bhakta Rindagajai Sri Sri Radhakrishna Gopikopatnath Sayam Kunda Radhakunda Giri Govardhan ki jai, Vrindavanam ki jai, Mathuranam ki jai, Jagannathaswami ki jai, Yamunamai ki jai, Srimati Lasadevi ki jai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bol. All glory is the assembled devotees, all glory is the assembled devotees, all glory is the assembled devotees, all glory is to she. Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada ki jai Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Namani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nivashesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deja Tarane So Om Ganata Vrandasha Gananjana Shilakya Chakshurun Meditam Vienna Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Okay, just looking for something. I didn't find it. That's all right. So, Om Ganata Mirandasha Gananjana Shilakya Chakshurun Meditam Vienna Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances. Under the lotus feet of my spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, who has opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge while I was blinded in the darkness of ignorance. I'm just checking one thing. So, all right. Just checking. Okay. No problemita. Okay. So, we're going to go ahead to the Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's good to see everybody again. I am back in Nugaloka. Somehow or other, we're back here after spending a few days in New Orleans and also in Raleigh at the university. You know, there's a lot of exciting things happening with the outreach to the young people. Very, very exciting in New Orleans and very, very exciting in North Carolina. Okay, so we're very happy with the devotees who are helping me. We're blessing them all. Some of them are online today. Bless. Okay. I feel young again, being able to preach. Not just locked up in a cage all the time. We shouldn't be locked up in a cage. We got to escape. Okay, so now we'll go on to the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhaktivrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. So, we're on the 19th chapter of the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita and text 152, a reading about Lord Chaitanya's instructions to Srila Rupa Goswami. Very, very important philosophical subject matter is going on here. And on the basis of these instructions for 10 days, Lord Chaitanya gave instructions to Rupa Goswami for 10 days, Rupa Goswami laid down the nectar devotion, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Ujjala Nilamani, and his works, just based upon Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's siksha for 10 days. And we have 10,000 days, 10 million days, and we still haven't understood anything. Okay, let's go. Malihana kare se bija ropana shavana kirtana jale kariye shechana. When a person receives the seed of devotional service, he should take care of it by becoming a gardener and sowing the seed in his heart. If he waters the seed gradually by the process of shravana and kirtana here in enchanting, the seed will begin to sprout. Now, this is actually in direct reference to the previous verses, which describe how the living entity is wandering around the material world, and by the mercy of Krishna, he comes in touch with a pure devotee who plants the bhakti lata bij. That means the seed or the creeper or the seed of devotion or bhakti. And the bhakti lata bij is implanted by sound vibration. So how did it happen to me? How was my bhakti lata bij implanted? I was listening to the radio. And on the radio, there was the chanting of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. And I just heard Prabhupada chant Hare Krishna, and that was the Bhakti Lata Bija. And also I had read some of Prabhupada's books later on, and that was the Bhakti Lata Bija too, because sound vibration could be in the subtle form or the gross form, but it enters into the heart. And the Bhakti Lata Bija is planted, the seed of devotion is planted in the heart, and then it's watered by Shravanam and Kirtan. And there's some things that stop the growing of the seed, and those things are offenses, the 10 offenses. Okay. So, to live with devotees or to live in a temple means to associate with the Shravana Kirtana process. Sometimes nearby devotees think they can continue the Shravana Kirtan process without worshipping the deity, but the execution of such Shravana Kirtan is meant for highly developed devotees like Haridas Thakur, who engage in the Shravana Kirtan process without worshipping the deity. Here Prabhupada is referring, to two of the aspects or paths of devotional service. One is called Bhagavad Vidhi. The other one is Pancharatra Ki Vidhi. And Prabhupada compared these two paths to two tracks of a train. So the train, most trains need two tracks, except for monorails. So the train runs on two tracks, and that keeps the train balanced. So these two tracks are the Bhagavad Vidhi, which is the Shravanam Kirtan, hearing and chanting, and the Pancharatra Ki Vidhi, which is worship of the deity. Now, the worship of the deity includes many things, such as rising early, doing one's sadhana, etc., 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 like that. Offering your food to Krishna. And this keeps you sane, so you can do Shravana Kirtana. It keeps you in the mode of goodness. Because if you're not in the mode of goodness, you're Shravana Kirtana will not be stable or steady. You'll never reach the stage of Nishta. So deity worship is absolutely required. However, and deity worship doesn't only include going on the altar and doing deity worship, but it includes participating in the morning program, associating with the devotees, all those other things like that, and dancing before the deities. Dancing in ecstasy before the deities. However, one should not falsely imitate Haridas Thakur and abandon deity worship to try to engage solely in Shravana Kirtan. If you do that, you'd be like a train that runs on a track. The train falls off. This is not possible unless you're a pure devotee. This is not possible for a neophyte devotees. It means basically everyone except for pure devotees. But pure devotees, they engage in deity worship. Why do they engage in deity worship? Because they're setting an example, yad yad acharati shrestas te tat tat evetarojan. Aha! They're setting an example for the rest of us rascals. Sorry about that offense. The word Guru Prasada, and actually one of my godbrothers is called Guru Prasada, Guru Prasada Swami, indicates that the spiritual master is very merciful in bestowing the boon of devotional service upon the disciple. This is the best possible gift the spiritual master has to offer. Wow. So the spiritual master blesses his disciple by saying, may your mind be on Krishna, Krishna Matiras. And sometimes the disciple goes to the guru and says, Guru, bless me to make money. Bless me for this, bless me for that, bless me for that. And the guru says, I bless you to be Krishna conscious. Those with a background of pious life are eligible to receive life's supreme benefit. And to bestow this benefit, the Supreme Personality of Godhead sends his representative to impart his mercy. So by the mercy of Krishna, one gets guru. Endowed by with the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the spiritual master distributes the mercy to those who are elevated and pious. Thus the spiritual master trains his disciples to render devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And someone like Prabhupada is even more merciful than the spiritual master being described here, that he distributes mercy to everyone, whether they're pious or impious or elevated or degraded. And that's Prabhupada's special mercy. This is called Guru Kripa. It is Krishna Prasada. Krishna Prasada means Krishna's mercy, that he sends a bona fide spiritual master to the deserving disciple. By the mercy of Krishna, one meets the bona fide spiritual master, and by the mercy of the spiritual master, the disciple is fully trained in the devotional service of the Lord. And you see that in Prabhupada's case. You know, practically everybody's case who has come in touch with a bona fide spiritual master. You see that in Prabhupada's case, that Prabhupada was dragged by his friend Naren to see Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He didn't want to go because he had met so many bogus sadhus before, but his friend Naren just dragged him, and immediately he saw this is a fit person to carry out Lord Chaitanya's mission, and he was impressed and he accepted Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur as his guru from that day. So Krishna makes the arrangement for someone to come in contact with the guru and get personal instruction from the guru. That's Krishna's arrangement. Amazing. Bhakti Lata Bij means the seed of devotional service. Everything has its original cause or seed. For any idea, program, plan, or device, there is first of all the contemplation of the plan, and that is called the bija or seed. The methods, rules, and regulations by which one is perfectly trained in devotional service constitute the Bhakti Lata Bija, or seed of devotional service. This Bhakti Lata Bija received from the spiritual master by the grace of Krishna. Other seeds, called the Anya Bilash Bija, include Karma Bija and Jnana Bija. That means other seeds. The seed of fruit of desire, you know, that, ooh, I want so much. Or jnana, I want to get liberated. So in other words, desires can be implanted in the heart by proper association or improper association. If one is not fortunate enough to receive the Bhakti Lata Bija from the spiritual master, he instead cultivates such seeds as karma bija and jnana bija, or political, social, or philanthropic bija seeds. It's interesting. You cultivate different desires, and these desires grow. Jayatopishak pumsang sango stesha pajayate sangat sanjayate kama krora vijayate. So by contemplating sense objects, subtle or gross, one gets attached to them. However, the Bhakti Lata Bija is different from these other bijas. The Bhakti Lata Bija can be received only through the mercy of the spiritual master. Therefore, one has to satisfy the spiritual master to get the Bhakti Lata Bija. Yasha prasada bhagavat prasada ha. The Bhakti Lata Bija is the origin of devotional service. Unless one satisfies the spiritual master, he gets the bija or root cause of karma, jnana, and yoga without the benefit of devotional service. Whew. Wow. It's the wrong bija. But one who is faithful to his spiritual master gets the Bhakti Lata Bija. This Bhakti Lata Bija is received when one is initiated by the bona fide spiritual master. After receiving the spiritual master's mercy, one must repeat his instructions, and this is called Shravana Kirtana, hearing and chanting. So one must this is actually not as easy as it sounds. Repeating the instructions according to realization, not like a parrot. Because a parrot at the time of death simply squawks, even though he may chant Hare Krishna throughout his life. But there must be realization. When Prabhupada says something, you must understand why he is saying it, how to apply it, and when not to push it on someone else, and when to give it to someone else. You know, phew, it takes hermeneutics. When it was not properly heard from the spiritual master, or it does not follow the regulative principles, is not fit for chanting kirtan. This is explained in the Bhagavad Gita, 2nd chapter, 241. That's actually really important. One who's on this path is one-pointed. One who has not listened carefully to the instruction of the spiritual master is unfit for chanting, for preaching the cult of devotional service. One has to water the bhakti lata bija by receiving instructions from the spiritual master, and also by chanting, also by reading about Krishna's pastimes from the spiritual master, the Siksha Guru, Diksha Guru. This is really important. Upajya vade lata brahmananda bedi yaya viraja brahmaloka bedi paravyoma paya. As one waters the bhakti lata bij, the seed sprouts and the creeper gradually grows to the point where it penetrates the walls of this universe and goes beyond the viraja river. That means the viraja river, the causal ocean, lying between the spiritual world and the material world. It attains brahmaloka, the brahman effulgence, penetrating through that stratum. It reaches the spiritual sky and the spiritual planet, Goloka Vrindavana. A creeper generally takes shelter of a big tree, but the bhakti lata, being the creeper of spiritual energy, cannot take shelter of any material planet, for there is no tree on any material planet that the bhakti creeper can utilize for shelter. In other words, devotional service cannot be utilized for any material purpose. Devotional service is meant only for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sometimes men with a poor fund of knowledge maintain that bhakti can be applied to material things also. I love my car. I love my country. Actually, Prabhupada talks about this. In other words, they say that devotional service can be rendered to one's country. What kind of CRAP is that? Or to the demigods, but this is not a fact. Devotional service is especially meant, only meant, for the Supreme Personality got it, and it is beyond this material range. There is a river or causal ocean between the spiritual and material natures, and this river is free from the influence of the three modes of material nature, therefore it is called Viraja. The prefix V means Vigata, completely eradicated, and Raja, that's interesting, Viraja, or Rajas, means the influence of the material world. So it means to eradicate the influence of the material world. On this platform, a living entity is completely free from material entanglement. For the jnanis who want to merge into the Brahman effulgence, there is Brahmaloka. That means the spiritual effulgence, not Brahmaloka, where Lord Brahma lives. The Bhakti Lata, however, has no shelter in the material world, nor it has shelter in Brahmaloka, although Brahmaloka is beyond the material world. The Bhakti Lata grows until it reaches the spiritual sky where Goloka Vrindavan is situated. Tavaya Tanupuri Galoka Vrindavana Krishna Charana Kalpa Vrikshe Kare Arohana. Being situated in one's heart and being watered by Shravana Kirtana. The bhakti creeper grows more and more in this way and attains the shelter of the desire tree, the lotus feet of Krishna, who is eternally situated in the planet known as Goloka Vrindavan. Is the planet of the cows in the topmost region of the spiritual sky. I love cows. In Brahma Sanyita 537 it is said, I worship Govinda, the primeval lord. He resides in his own realm, Goloka, with Radha, who resembles his own spiritual figure and who embodies the ecstatic potency, Ladini, that's the pleasure potency of the Lord. Their companions are her confidants, means close associates, Umbadi extensions of her bodily form. And were imbued and permeated with ever blissful spiritual rus means taste. In the spiritual world, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna has expanded himself by his spiritual potency. He has his eternal form of bliss and knowledge, Sachit Ananda Vigraha. Everything in Goloka Vrindavan is a spiritual expansion of Sachit Ananda. Everyone there is the same potency, Ananda Chinmaya Rasa. The relationship between the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his servitor is Chinmaya Rasa, spiritual rasa. Krishna and his entourage and paraphernalia are the same Chinmaya potency. In this way, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is expanded throughout the spiritual world, and when that Chinmaya Rasa potency expands through the material potency, it becomes all-pervading. The idea is that although the Supreme Personality of God exists on his own planet, Goloka Vrindavan, he is also present everywhere. So, just one explanation. So when this Chinmaya expands to the material potency, it becomes, let us say, reversed. Okay, that's a better word. Instead of Sachidananda, it becomes Asat, that means temporary. Achit, that means ignorance. And Nirananda, which means suffering. Anantarasta paramanu chayanturastam Brahma Samhita 535. He is present within all the universes. Although they are innumerable, he is also present within the atom. Ishvara sarvabhutanam hridesha arjuna tishyati. Gita 18:61. He is also present within the heart of all living entities. This is his all-pervasive potency. Goloka Vrindavan is the highest planet in the spiritual world. In order to go to the spiritual world, after penetrating the covering of the material universes, one must penetrate Brahmaloka, the spiritual fulgence. I just want to go through there really quickly. Then one can come to a Goloka Vrindavan planet. There are also other planets in the spiritual world called Vaikuntha planets. And on these planets, Lord Narayan is worshipped with awe and veneration. On these planets, Shantaras is prevalent. Shantaras means just peaceful, worship God, our Father, art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. God is beautiful, but not too much service. And some of the devotees are also connected with the Supreme Personality of Godhead in Dasharas, I mean servitude, the mellow of servitorship. As far as the mellow of fraternity is concerned, in Vaikuntha, this ras is represented by Gaurava Sakya, friendship and awe and veneration. You know, I have a friend, but he's really great. You know, so the other fraternity rasa, or taste, exhibited is Vishramba. Friendship and equality is found in Goloka Vrindavan planet. That is only there. Because there, you not only can be equal to God, hey God, how you doing, buddy? Or you can be superior in etiquette-wise, that is found in Goloka Vrindavan planet. Above that is service of the Lord in Vatsalya Ras, parental love, and above all is a relationship with the Lord in the Madhurya Ras, conjugal love. These five rasas are fully exhibited in the spiritual world in one's relationship with the Lord. Therefore, in the spiritual world, the Bhakti Kripa finds its resting place at the lotus feet of Krishna. Tahan vishtaritahana pale prema pala ihan male sachi nitya shavanari jala. The creeper greatly expands in the Goloka Vrindavan planet, and there it produces the fruit of love for Krishna. Although remaining in the material world, the gardener regularly sprinkles the creeper with the water of hearing and chanting. That's ecstatic. In Goloka Vrindavan, the devotees have very intimate relationships with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The devotee engages in the Lord's service in great ecstatic love. Such love was exhibited personally by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his teachings to the people of the material world. The fruit of the devotional creeper is the pure desire to serve and please the senses of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishnandri Prityachadare Prema Nam. That's from C.C. Adi Lila 4.165. In the spiritual world, one has no desire other than to please the sense of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The conditioned soul within the material world can neither understand nor appreciate how a pure devotee in the material world can render confidential service to the Lord out of feelings of ecstatic love and always engaged in pleasing the Supreme Lord's senses. In other words, for someone who is not purified, it's hard for them to understand what we're going through. Although seen within this material world, the pure devotee always engages in the confidential service of the Lord. An ordinary neophyte devotee cannot realize this. Therefore, it is said, Vaishnavar Kriya Mudra Vagiha Na Bhujya, CC Majalila 2339. The activities of a pure Vaishnava cannot be understood even by a learned scholar in the material world. So, cannot understand it. Every living entity is wandering within this universe in different species and on different planetary systems according to his fruit of activities. Out of many millions of living entities, one may be fortunate enough to receive the seed of the Bhakti Lata, the creeper of devotional service, by the grace of the spiritual master and Krishna. One where it nourishes the Bhakti Lata by regularly sprinkling it with water of Shravanam Kirtan, hearing and chanting. In this way, the seed of Bhakti Lata sprouts and grows up and up through the whole universe until it penetrates the covering of the material universe and reaches the spiritual world. Jai. The Bhakti Lata continues to grow until it reaches the topmost planetary system, Goloka Vrindavan, where Krishna lives. There the creeper takes shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord, and that is its final destination. At that time, the creeper begins to grow the fruits of ecstatic love of God. It is the duty of the devotee who nourishes the creeper to be very careful. It is said that the watering of the creeper must continue. Ihan mali shichi nitya shavanadi jala. It is not that at a certain stage one can stop chanting and hearing and become a mature devotee. If one stops, one certainly falls down from devotional service. Although one may be very much exalted in devotional service, he should not give up the watering process of Shravanam Kirtan. If one gives up that process, it is due to an offense. This is described in the following verse. Because the watering process of Shravanam Kirtan, Shravana Kirtan, is actually very blissful. And if it's not blissful, that means you were committing offenses. Let's get some water to drink. This is an offense. Upare va chinde tara shuchiya pata. If a devotee commits an offense at the feet of a Vaishnava while cultivating the creeper of devotional service in the material world, his offense is compared to a mad elephant that uproots the creeper and breaks it. In this way, the leaves of the creeper are dried up. In other words, if you offend Vaishnavas, then it's like taking a plant, or taking an elephant, or putting an elephant in a garden, and the elephant certainly destroys everything growing. That's called a Maya elephant offense. One's devotional attitude increases in the association of a Vaishnava. Tandara charana sevi bhakti sanivas janame janame hoya e arvi lash. That's Narottama Das Thakur. But his personal example, Narottama Das Thakur, stresses that a devotee must always remember to please his predecessor Acharya. The Goswamis are represented by one spiritual master. One cannot be an Acharya spiritual master without following strictly in the disciplic succession of the Acharyas. One who is actually serious about advancing in devotional service should desire only to satisfy the previous Acharyas. Achai Goshani Yar Vitara Das. One should always think of oneself as a servant of the servant of the Acharyas, and thinking this, one should live in the society of Vaishnavas. Majalila 1380. However, if one thinks that he has become very mature and can live separate from the association of Vaishnavas, and thus gives up all the regulative principles due to offending a Vaishnava, one's position becomes very dangerous. Offenses against the holy name are explained in Adi Lila, chapter 8, verse 24. Giving up the regulative principles and living according to one's whims is compared to a mad elephant which by force uproots the bhakti lata and breaks it to pieces. In this way, the bhakti lata shrivels up. Such an offense is especially created when one disobeys the instructions of the spiritual master. This is called guru avokyo. The devotee must therefore be very careful not to commit offenses against the spiritual master by disobeying his instructions. As soon as one is deviated from the instruction of the spiritual master, the uprooting of the bhakti lata begins and gradually all the leaves dry up. In other words, he just gets dry. And the chanting is very dry to that person. Everything becomes very, very difficult. Cuidado. That's Spanish for careful. Tate mali yatna kari kariya varana aparadash hastira yache nahaya udgama. The gardener must defend the creeper by fencing it all around so that the powerful elephant of offenses may not enter. You have to be very careful, because you're the gardener. While the bhakti lata creeper is growing, the devotee must protect it by fencing it all around. The neophyte devotee must be protected by being surrounded by pure devotees. In this way, he will not give up the madden. He will not give up the madden. Give the madden elephant a chance to uproot his bhakti creeper. When one associates with non-devotees, the madden elephant is set loose. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, "Asatsanga chage Vaishnava achar." That's from Majjhima Lila 22:87. The first business of a Vaishnava is to give up the company of non-devotees. A so-called mature devotee, however, commits a great offense by giving up the company of pure devotees. The human being is a social animal, and one gives up the society of pure devotees, he must associate with non-devotees, a satsanga. By contacting non-devotees and engaging in non-devotional activities, the so-called mature devotee will fall victim to the mayat elephant offense. Whatever growth has taken place is quickly uprooted by such an offense. One should therefore be very careful to defend the creeper by fencing it in, that is, by following the regulative principles and associating with pure devotees. Even if one thinks that there are many pseudo-devotees or non-devotees in the Krishna conscious society, still one should stick to the society. If one thinks the society's members are not pure devotees, one can keep direct company with the spiritual master. And if there's any doubt, one should consult the spiritual master. However, unless one follows the spiritual master's instructions concerning the regular principles and chanting and hearing the holy name of the Lord, one cannot become a pure devotee. By one's mental concoctions, one falls down. By associating with non-devotees, one breaks the regulative principles and is thereby lost. In the Upadeshamrita of Śrīla Rūpa Gosvāmī, it is said, of course, these are the causes of fall down. Āchāra prayāśaśca pachāpo nimāngraha janasanga śalāyam ca sadvīr bhaktīr vanaśyati. That's number 2 in the Upadeshamrita. One's devotional service is spoiled when he becomes too entangled in the following 6 activities. 1. Eating more than necessary or collecting more funds than required. I should explain that. Prabhupada said for a new devotee, they should eat so much prasadam it comes up to the neck. It's like we were at one of our farms recently and had some new people there, and I was very concerned they would eat so much it comes up to the neck. But when you've been in the movement for a while, you should eat so much that it never goes beyond the belly. And collecting, you can collect unlimited amount of money for Krishna, but not for yourself. 2, over-endeavoring for mundane things that are very difficult to attain. You know, just like, if something comes easily, then okay, because that's what Krishna wants. Like Krishna wants you to have a nice car, okay, but if you really have to go crazy to get that nice car and have to take out a big loan, it's another thing. 3, talking unnecessarily about mundane subject matters. So our talk generally should be about Krishna, Krishna service, or something practical that we have to do in this world. 4, practicing the scriptural rules and regulations only for the sake of following them and not for the sake of spiritual advancement, or rejecting the rules and regulations of the scriptures and working independently or whimsically. What that means is you're ritualistically just following your mind to somewhere else. You're not doing it for spiritual advancement, or you're doing it for some other purpose, or you're spacing out, or not attentive, etc. And the other part is not following the rules and regulations. And then associating with worldly minded persons who are not interested in Krishna consciousness, because they're going to try their best to dissuade you. And there's the modes of nature that people carry too. And six, being greedy for mundane achievements. So much do I have today. I want fame. I want people to appreciate me. That's a mundane achievement. I want to be appreciated. No. We simply want Krishna to be. The Prabhupada said, don't try to see Krishna. Have Krishna try to see you. Not try, but have Krishna see you. These are very important principles that are mentioned in the Upadeshamrita by Srila Rupa Goswami. Kintu yadi latara sangeyuta upashalka. Bhukti mukti vancha yata athankya tara leka. Sometimes unwanted creepers, in other words, not only the creeper of devotion, but unwanted creepers such as the creepers of desire for material enjoyment and liberation from the material world. I want to get out of here. Grow along with the creeper of devotional service. The varieties of such unwanted creepers are unlimited. Ooh. Nishadachara kunti nata nati jiva hingsana lava puja pratishtadi yato upashaka gana. Some unnecessary creepers growing with a bhakti lata creeper are the creepers of behavior unacceptable for those trying to attain perfection, like diplomatic behavior, that means lying to people being very tricky, animal killing, mundane profiteering, mundane adoration, I want to be thought of as a great devotee, and mundane importance. All these are unwanted creepers. There's a certain pattern of behavior prescribed for those actually trying to become perfect. In our Krishna conscious movement, we advise our students not to eat meat, not to gamble, not to engage in illicit sex, and not to indulge in intoxication. People who indulge in these activities can never become perfect. Therefore, these regulated principles are for those interested in becoming perfect and going back to Godhead. Kuti nati, or diplomatic behavior, cannot satisfy the Atma, the soul. It cannot even satisfy the body or the mind. The culprit mind is always suspicious. Therefore, our dealings should always be straightforward and approved by Vedic authorities. If we treat people diplomatically or duplicitously, our spiritual advancement is obstructed. Devotees should be very straightforward. Jiva himsana refers to the killing of animals or to envy of other living entities. The killing of poor animals is undoubtedly due to envy of those animals. The human form is meant for the understanding of Krishna consciousness, Tato Brahma Jigyasa, for inquiring about the Supreme Brahman. In the human form, everyone has a chance to understand the Supreme Brahman, Krishna. The so-called leaders of human society do not know the real aim of human life and are therefore busy with economic development. This is misleading. Every state and every society is busy trying to improve the quality of eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. Yuck. This human form of life is meant for more than these four animal principles. Eating, sleeping, mating, and defending are problems found in the animal kingdom, and the animals have solved these problems without difficulty. Why should human society be so busy trying to solve these problems? The difficulty is that people are not educated to understand this simple philosophy. They think that advancement of civilization means increasing sense gratification. And that's what we see nowadays. Thanksgiving, shopping, all these things. There are many religious propagandists who do not know how the ultimate problems of life can be solved. And they also try to educate people in a form of sense gratification, prosperity gospel. This is also jiva hingsana, that means violence to the soul. Real knowledge is not given, and religionists mislead the general populace. As far as material profits are concerned, one should know that whatever material profit one has must be abandoned at the time of death. Unfortunately, people do not know that there is life after death, and therefore mundane people waste their time amassing material profit, which has to be left behind at the time of death. Such profit has no eternal benefit. Krishna Consciousness 101. Similarly, adoration by mundane people is valueless because after death one has to accept another body. Material adoration and titles are decorations that cannot be carried over to the next body. In the next life, everything is forgotten, or sometimes even in this life when one has Alzheimer's disease or some problem with memory, like my mother has this problem. All these obstructions have been described in this verse as unwanted creepers. They simply present obstacles for the real creeper, the Bhakti Lata. One should be very careful to avoid all these unwanted things. Sometimes these unwanted creepers look exactly like the Bhakti creeper. They appear to be of the same size, same species when they are packed together with the Bhakti creeper. But in spite of this, the creepers are called Upashaka. A pure devotee can distinguish between the Bhakti creeper and the mundane creeper, and he is very alert to distinguish them and keep them separate. So that's very important. Just like an expert gardener can distinguish between the real plant and a weed. But someone who doesn't know what they're doing, they can't distinguish between a real plant and the weed. They'll say, oh, that looks really nice. I mean, I've had that problem in gardening because I'm not an expert gardener. You know, sometimes the weed looks like a plant and the plant looks like a weed. And then they chop down the real plant. It's a real problem. So that's why you need expert guidance in Krishna consciousness and even in gardening. Okay. So on that happy note, we will stop sharing. And then we will allow you to unmute yourselves or raise your hand or type your question. So who has a question? Questions. Or raise your hand or type your question or speak now, forever hold your peace. Going once. Bless, blessings.
Hare Krishna, Gurudev.
Hare Krishna.
Hi, I had a question. Do we carry the memory of our past actions in our previous lives into this life, or do we not have that?
In a subtle form, that's a very good question. In a subtle form, subconsciously, on the subtle body, we do carry the impressions and the memories of past lives. And sometimes in dreams, these memories are recorded, or not recorded, they're played. And sometimes they're combined with other memories. Like Prabhupada said, sometimes we have seen gold in the past and we've seen a mountain. Sometimes in our dreams, we will dream of a gold mountain. So yes, those memories are there, but we don't remember them. That's interesting. The memories are there, but we don't remember them unless something extraordinary happens, like a dream or, you know, sometimes hypnotism or something like that. Then one can have a brief glimpse of what happened in the past life or past lives. But the impressions are there. That's why Lord Chaitanya writes speaks in Shikshashtika Cheto Darpana Marjanam. The chanting of the Lord's holy names cleanses the mirror of the mind and the impressions that have been left for many, many lifetimes. So we do have these impressions, we do have these memories, but the memories we don't remember in general. But sometimes they may come to the surface. And we may have, a deja vu experience where we see something and we just go, wow, I've seen that before. Or I've met you before. I mean, for example, when I first met Prabhupada, I recognized Prabhupada. Didn't take me but 1/10 of an instant. I saw Prabhupada and I said, oh, there's my guru. Okay, surrender. Time to surrender, and all my hesitation to surrender just faded away, melted away just by seeing Prabhupada, because I recognized who I was. And also I tell the story of the first time in this life that I danced around Tulsi Devi. I had a deja vu experience. It was just like, wow, I've been doing this before. Yani kani cha papadi vamaha chari kani cha. Tani tani pranashanti prakshina pade pade. So that happens sometimes. Is it all right here? Is it okay to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books even though I lack realization? HD. Wonder who HD is. Anyway. Hope it's not Rita Nanda Goswami. Anyway, oh, Hrishikesh does. That's interesting. So, yes, of course. We're giving Prabhupada. We're giving Prabhupada. That's fine. When CC refers to spiritual master, limit to one's Diksha Guru, or the definition extends to include, whoops, Shiksha Gurus also, I think, and spiritual mentors. Yes, people who are situated spiritually, but especially Diksha Guru. So the Diksha Guru actually gives you permission to take instruction from other people. Mentors. So we have one primary guru, and anyway, it's that makes these. Otherwise, we are shopping. We are guru shopping. Let's say, if one guru, Diksha Guru, tells us something, you say, "Can I get a second opinion?" Just like a doctor, you go to the office and, "Can I get a second opinion?" And then you go get a second opinion, a third opinion, and you find the opinion that actually is the same as your opinion. And that's called nonsense. So one has to be careful about that. All righty. Another question. Whoops, here's a question. In the chat window. Hold on a second. Chat windows are always difficult too. Two golden rules in ISKCON: always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna. Yes, obviously. Is this possible only when we are full-time devotees? I don't think it is possible when we are working. It is very possible when you're working, because if you're thinking, "Why am I working?" you can actually think of motivation. Of course, you have to also think of what you're doing, how to do it, what, how, but then also the why. And I oftentimes give the example of someone who works in the bank, one of the tellers, and she's always remembering, in spite of the most austere condition of being in a teller's cage or a teller's booth, which is a very small situation, counting other people's money, she's always thinking of why she's doing it, because she keeps a picture of her little kids in front of her. And by keeping a picture of her little kids in front of her, she's always able to remember why she's doing what she's doing. So, I'm certainly able to remember. Of course, you may say, "You're not working." I work also. I mean, maybe I'm not working a job, but I do so many things during the day. I may supervise construction. I may do so many things that really one may not see Krishna in, but I'm thinking about who I'm doing it for, because if it wasn't for Krishna, I wouldn't do it. I would have no motivation to do anything if it wasn't for Krishna. So that's important. Okay, here's another question in the chat window. People are chatting today like anything. When Bhava Bhakti is awarded by spiritual master disciples, still required? Yes! It's not that the spiritual master just, "Here's an award! The best Bhava Bhakta of the year." We give a certificate. It's like that. I don't know if you ever saw The Wizard of Oz. The movie I'm talking about. You have Dorothy, and she meets a tin man and a scarecrow. The scarecrow doesn't have courage. The tin man doesn't have a heart. Like this, and the straw man doesn't have a brain. I think I got them all right. Anyway, so finally they see the wizard, who is not much of a wizard. He's a good electronic expert, and he gives them certificates. Like, he gives the scarecrow, who wants a brain, he gives him a PhD or something like that. It's kind of funny. So it's not that that the guru gives Bhava Bhakti, the guru gives you instructions on how to attain Bhava Bhakti. That's what the guru, that's given to you by the guru. Instructions. He blesses you. Yes, blessing, instructions, but you have to accept the blessings. You know, it's not gonna, I can go and bless everybody, I mean, but it's not going to make a difference until they accept it. Cultivation is required under all circumstances. I mean, one gets mercy, and the mercy is you don't deserve to get the instructions. I mean, but the guru gives it to you anyway, no matter who you are. But you have to accept those instructions. You have to desire to be Krishna conscious. If you don't desire to be Krishna conscious, why would you want to go back to Godhead? Why would you want to be a pure devotee? It means changing your desires. And that's really important. Okay. Who else wants to ask a question or type something?
Gurudev, may I ask a question?
Yes, your divine grace.
Please accept my obeisances. You had mentioned that if someone doesn't want to go back to Godhead, then why would they practice Krishna consciousness? But the four kinds of people who,
Yes.
in the process, they don't start it with the desire to go back to Godhead. So if they come to satisfy those four lacks, and they're still, working on it, like they desire liberation, or they want knowledge, or they're inquisitive, then how does one cross over the threshold of the original desire to desiring to only serve Krishna? How does that transmutation take place?
Krishna gives you the realization of how you were looking for some pieces of broken glass, like with Dhruva Maharaj. If you look at Dhruva Maharaj's story, his desire was to have a kingdom greater than that of Lord Brahma. But when he achieved Krishna, he realized what he was looking for was, inconsequential. So Krishna gives you that realization. And then at that point, you have the choice. You still have a choice. I mean, if Krishna gives you the realization, hey, I was barking up the wrong tree, I was doing bhakti, but doing it for the wrong reason, and unless you deliberately change, you want to change, you're not going to change. It has to be a conscious desire upon realization. All right?
Yes, Gurudev. Thank you.
Alrighty. All right, so I think it's time to go. Yes, it's time to go, and we'll see everybody tomorrow evening. Oh my God. Tomorrow evening we'll see everybody, or tomorrow morning, depending on where you are in the world. We'll see everybody again. All glories to His divine grace. Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Premananda.